We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top of Daf Hei, the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. We started learning yesterday, there's Machlekes Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda, when you have to stop eating chametz. According to Rameyer, you stop eating after the 5th hour, and you burn beginning of the 6th. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you stop after the 4th, and you also burn beginning of the 6th. The Kuli Alma, by beginning of the 6th hour already, you have to makpan the chametz, you have to burn the chametz, and it's already an iser of having chametz around. There's din tashpisu. You can't have chametz around anymore. Shaila was, what's the makar? So the Gemara started off for the first makar from Abaya. The Abaya says it's a stira. It says shivas yomim se'orloi matzav atechem. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house for 7 days. It sounds like 7 full days. Then it says ach b'yoyim harishoyin tashpisu. Now on the first day you have to get rid of it. If you're 7 days already, you don't have chametz. What are you doing with chametz on the first day? So must be ach b'yoyim harishoyin is talking about before the 7 days of Pesach. And I, the whole day should be also. Teretz says, ach says only half the day. Which, basically, everyone's going to have to use that ach for half the day. But Kapana, we're learning, ach b'yayim harishon, tashpisu sarmatechem, the way we know it's a yayim rishon is that it's Erev Pesach is because it can't be part of Shivas Yom. That's the first pshat, Abaye's pshat. The Be'er B'shmol Tana, a similar pshat, might even be together with that pshat, matzino yudal shnikar rishon. You find Erev Pesach, the yudal nisan, is called rishon. Shnem, it says in the pasuk, Berishoin barba also yoim lechoidesh be'erev teichlu matzah is the end of that pasuk. So what does it say? Berishoin barba also yoim. Berishoin on the 14th day. Really, pasuk pshat berishoin means in the first month of the year, which is Nisan barba also yoim. But he's darshining berishoin is going on arba also. The arba also is called rishoin, and therefore we know the ach b'yam rishoin tishvisus arba teichem is going on erev Pesach. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. Different pshat, a new pshat, and how we know that Erev Pesach also b'chametz. He says that Rishoin mi'ikdim ikara mashma. Anytime it says the word Rishoin, it means before. It means before. What's the raya? Because the pasuk in Iyev, Dama Kra, HaRishoin Adam Tulad. The people are tying to Iyev, his friends were tying, are you born before Adam Rishoin? Are you born before him? So HaRishoin means before. So here also, Ach b'yem HaRishoin, Tashvisi Zarmatecha means before Yontiv, you have to Bimekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu, so we know it means Erev Pesach. Because the Lashon HaRishon means before. Freiting Marakasha, so we're going to go into discussion now. If he's saying HaRishon means before, I'll show you a lot of places, it doesn't stim. Elamiyata, it says in the Pasuk regarding the Lulav, it says, V'lkachtom lechem b'yom HaRishon, priyei tzadar, kapas tmaram, v'anaveis avos, v'avinachal, smachtom afnei Hashem v'kechem shivas yomim. And it says, you take b'yom HaRishon, you know, the Esrig, the Aravos, the Lulav, the Hadassim, and Samachlav Hashem Akechem Shivas Yomim. So it says, L'kachtav Chem B'yam Rishon. You tell me you start shaking the Lulav Erev Sukkos? Halkin Nami Rishon Demikara Mashma? So the Gemara, no. Shani Hosham Dechsiv, V'samachtem Afnei Hashem Akechem Shivas Yomim. It says the end of that Pasuk that you should be Mesamech for Hashem with the Lulav and Esrik for 7 days. Ma Shvi Shvi L'chag. Shivas Yomim means Shvi L'chag. Af Rishon means Rishon L'chag. It says B'yam Rishon, ends of Shivas Yomim. So just like Shivas Yomim means the 7 days of Sukkot, so B'yam Rishon also means the first day of Sukkot. So I'm going to ask back, simple, Hachanami, if you look at this pasuk of B'yam Rishon Tashbisu, the end of the pasuk also says Shivas Yomim. Hachanami Ksiv, the whole pasuk goes like this, Shivas Yomim Matzis Techelu, Ach B'yam HaRishon Tashbisu Sarm B'Techem, Ki Chol Ha'ochon Chomes, V'chzo Nev Hashim Yishom, B'yam Rishon Al-Yam Shvi. So it says Shivas Yomim and B'yam Rishon Al-Yam Shvi. So there we pick the same hekesh, it says there, by the same thing, by the pasuk of Tashbisu, so it says there also, Shivas Yomim. So the shayla is, Achmer Tashbisu, Shivas Yom Mastachelu, it's got not the order, the order of the pasuk is, Shivas Yom Mastachelu, Achmer Tashbisu. But upon him, that's really how the pasuk goes. But in the pasuk you see the same exact thing, Shivas Yomim and B'yam Rishon. We're saying if it's the same pasuk, Shivas Yomim B'yam Rishon, it's talking about the same type of idea. 7 days of Sukkot, and B'yam Rishon also talking about part of those 7 days of Sukkot. Same thing about Pesach also. The 7 days of Pesach, the B'yam Rishon is talking about the 7 days of Pesach. So that can't be the chilek between Sukkot and Pesach, Lulav and Pesach. So Gemara says, I'll tell you the pshat. Imkei nichtav kra rishon. Har rishon lomli says, ach b'yayim har rishon tashbisu. Shema minal, look at Amar. It must be for the drasha, it means before. Just like har rishon on tulad, har rishon means before. Rishon, of course, doesn't mean before. Harishon means the day before. So we ask again, by lekach mechem b'yom harishon, by lulav also says harishon. Yachy hasanami harishon lamali. Why do I say harishon? And I ask you now for another place that says harishon. Besu hasam also by sukkis. It's talking about the isra malacha. It says the dechsev b'yom harishon shabbosin. The first day of sukkis is shabbosin. You can't do any malacha. Over yom hashemini shabbosin. And the eighth day of sukkis, which is shemini atzeres, you can't do any malacha. So again, it says harishon. You can tell me erev sukkis you also malacha. Aim harishon the mikara masra, and there it says harishon. Shani hasna makro v'yom hashmini shabbosin hashmini shmini dechag av rishon rishon dechag. There, since shmini means the eighth day of chag, rishon means the first day of chag. But harishon lamali again, it's shah harishon. So bottom line, we said harishon means before. That's shala ach v'yom harishon dashvisu, and it has shivas yom in that pasuk also. So the whole difference is harishon. So we ask him in two places. From lekach b'mechem yom rishon of lulav, it says harishon. And by issur malacha, it says of yom harishon of yom hashmini shabbosin. So there, shal is, what exactly, if hey is a drasha, means before, what do you do by lulav and by issur malacha on sukkos? So Gemara answers, you know, you need reason for, lemutei chayel shemayid. Temayid chayel shemayid from a malacha. You think you chayel malacha all 7 days of sukkos. The harishon tells us the extra hey, you don't do malach, you're allowed to do malach on chayel shemayit, certain malachas at least on chayel shemayit. Has the answer the lulav? So Taisvis, second to the top, Taisvis speaks out, the answer is lulav also. Because in Medina, it means out of the base of Mikdash, midaraisi, you only chayev lulav one day. So kach, the mechem, the harishon says the extra hey, that you only chayev a lulav on the first day yontem, not on chol hamoed. Rashi, the Tosfos says, "Atavayu koyer the lulav ein nitl medina al yom echad." But frank the Gemara Kasha, by yom rishon Shabbos and yom shmini Shabbos, talking about isra malacha, you don't need harishon the extra hate for that. Why not? Because chol hamoed rishon mishmini nafka. If the pasuk tells you that the first day and the eighth day is also ber malacha, we understand the pasuk's illumination that the rest of the days are mutter ber malacha. So you don't need a hate for that. So the Gemara. Itzrich, Sagadach Amino Hoyle, the Kosar Achman of Yerma Shmini. It says, V'yerma Shmini, with a Vav. Vav Moisva in Yerishain, teach us even Chayel Shemayid. Has Issa Malacha, the Tobach Chayel Shemayid, Kamash Malon, the Harishain, that Chayel Shemayid is not Osir Malacha. So Frank Tomorrow, that makes no sense. But Lichtav Achman, Aloy Vav, Veloy Hey. Don't say a Vav, and don't say the Hey. We're saying, V'yerma Shmini is being Moisiv, and the Hey is being Mayid, don't say either one, and everything is good. So back Shver here, that we have both Kacham Yom Rishon, which is Lulav, and you have Issa Malacha on Sukkos, there's extra hay. If we're dashing the extra hay, Ach Yom Rishon Tashbisu by Pesach, the Osir in Tashbisu, the Osir in Chometz, Erev Pesach, so what have the other two hays? And we have a third hay now that's Shver. Vesu Hasam, by Pesach alone, it says, Dechshiv, Vayem Harisha Mikra Kayshu Lechem. On the first day of Pesach is a day that's Osir by Malacha. So Rishon the Mikara Mashma? Is the Rishon also mean the Erev Pesach Yosef Malachim with the Raisa? It's not true. So bottom line is, we have really all together four Harishons. And we darshan the Harishon of Tashbisu, we say Yosef Erev Pesach Bechametz. What do you do with all three Harishons? Lulav, the Issa Malachim on Sukkos, and Issa Malachim on Pesach. What do you do with that? So more than to say, we have a drush of those Harishons. Elahani Shloish Harishon, Mebayalei, Lekatoy Rebbe Shmuel. We know those rishonim for the Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, said that b'schar these three mitzvahs of these three rishonim, which is lulav, issa malacha on Sukkos, and issa malacha on Pesach, b'schar shloisha rishonim. These three rishonim zochu l'shloisha rishonim. They will be zeicher to the three rishonim. What are the three rishonim? Lahach v'zarei shloisha. We'll see how rishonim means zarei shloisha. But lahach v'zarei shloisha means that l'asad lavoi. Hashem is going to destroy the children of Esav. The being Esav Mikdash, we're going to build the Esav Mikdash. L'shmoy Shemashiach. And the coming of Mashiach, the name of Mashiach. The Gemara brings raya's that the loss of Rishon is used for these three things. L'hak v'zara shal Esav. Where is Esav called Rishon? The Chziv, Ba'yetze HaRishon Admoini Kulik Adar Seir. Esav came out first like a full-fledged person with full of hair. Is he lost a rishon? The bein meisav mikdash chesiv kisei kavod meray merishon makom mikdashenu. You see, lashon makom mikdash hashayach to rishon. V'shmoy shemashiach chesiv rishon letzien hina hinam. You also see that lashon of mashiach hashayach to rishon. And the Marsha explains that these three Rishonim correspond to one of these three Shchusim, one of these three things, Yeshuas, that we're going to have. So Marsha says that Pesach, that corresponds to the Zarei Shel Esav, because when Pesach, what you do is, you get rid of all your chametz. Get rid of all your chametz, which is the Yetzahara, the Sitra Achar, that's the Sa'or Shebe Isa, and that is Shaykh to Esav, Esav is Yetzahara. Therefore, if someone keeps Pesach, he's zoichet the region of Pesach, he's zoichet to get rid of the region of Esav. It says Sukkis, he's sitting in Betzilus, the Merusha, he's sitting in Hashem's house, but he was Sukkah, Shalom Sukkoi, so that will be the Beis Mikdash. It's like the Beis Mikdash. And he says that the Lulav has Shaykhis to Shmoy Shem Mashiach. Why? Because it says at the end of the Pasuk of Lulav, it's a Machdem of Prey Hashem Lekechem. You see, Lulav has to do with Simcha. And Shmoy Shem Mashiach, his name is Menachem, also Lashon of Simcha. So he says that's the correspondence between that and Mashiach. That's why it says Shmoy Shem Mashiach. Why is it a B.S. Mashiach? Why is it Shmoy Shem Mashiach? To bring at this point that it's Menachem, which has Shaykhis to Machdem of Prey Hashem Lekechem. But upon him, we had four Harishoins. So the one Harishoin by Tashbisu teaches us that Erev Pesach is Osir B'chametz. The other three, we have a drasha that we b'schus those three mitzvahs, we'll be zeichet to these three yeshuas. So far we have two or three drashas how we know Erev Pesach is Osir. Either Ach B'yom Harishoin is a steer to Shivas Yom, that's we know means Erev Pesach, or Harishoin means before. There's a ton of Rishma also that says that B'rishoin means Arbasa because of drasha of Rishon by Arbasa. So I guess we have three drashas. There's a reason why I'm saying two. There's a Diyuk of Rashi that's really very small. It's really explanation nearby. But like upon him, it's two or three drashas so far. Rav Omar Amahach. Rav has another pshat. It says in the pasuk, Lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. You should not shech the Pesach. Lo sishchat ha Pesach. Do not shech the carbon Pesach. But die in chometz kain. We still have chometz around the house. When do you shech the carbon Pesach? From the sixth hour and on. And even though Rashi says, we know we don't check the current Pesach until 6.5 hours, it's only because they couldn't tell in the Beis Mikdash exactly when the sun was in the middle of the sky because the walls are very thick, and the way they could tell when the sun is moving over is when there's certain shade. And the walls are too thick to chop the shade, so you have to wait 6.5 hours. That's why we wait 6.5 hours to Mincha also. We're not exactly sure when the middle of the day is. So, but really, from the sixth hour and on, is already kosher for current Pesach. And therefore, we learn that from there. The Tashbisu also is at that time, the same time they can't shech b'shach the Karim Pesach, so Tashbisu also is usher at that time. Like Tosfos speaks out, that's the Shaykhis. Akaponim, that's the Pasuk says, you can't shech the Karim Pesach when you have chametz around. Frek the Gemara, so how do you know from 6th hour? Maybe every person, when he shechs the Karim Pesach, he doesn't have chametz. Some people shech 9.5 hours. You know, it takes a long time for the Kanzakai to shech the Pesach. So maybe that's when they should have the Issa Chametz. The Gemara says, no, the Torah won't take one Zman. Zman Shchita Amar Rachmano. It says, like Sishchar HaChametz Dam Zivchi, the Torah is saying halacha. The Torah is not going to say a thing that's very personalized. It means a set halacha, and halacha is when it's kosher Shchita already, from that time and on, it is Aser B'Chametz. So that's Rav's Pshat. It comes from Shechten Karim Pesach with Shas, you have Chametz. Taina Mahach, you went to the Brice, the same thing. Taina Vach, we're going to bring a brisa with three Tanoim, we'll say three different pshatim. And the first pshat is like Rava's pshat. Taina Vach, Ach v'yam rishin tashpisu sarim batechem, me'erev yontif, it means, this halacha v'yam rishin tashpisu sarim batechem, means erev yontif, you can't have chametz. Ayena el v'yontif asma, maybe means on yontif itself. Tam v'loimar le'sishchat achometz dam zivchi. Le'sishchat is a Pesach, don't shech the Pesach, but dayan chemetz kayim. So therefore, we learn after that that Tashpisu B'Yom Rishon also must mean Erev Pesach, the Rabbi Shmuel. That's the same drasha like Rava, that's the Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. Tosfos incidentally points out that before we had Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel that said from Rishon Barabasa, and here it's Rabbi Shmuel. So oh, you tell me that's not really a stira, because Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Shmuel himself. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel is the base measure of Rabbi Shmuel. Tosfos says that you find the Gemara asks such questions, and Tosfos is blabbing around this question. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Einei Tzarech. You don't need, I have a different drasha. And this is a new drasha from Rabbi Kiva, which will mean technically the fifth pshat. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Einei Tzarech, you don't need the Pasuk Lo Sishchat. Harei Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Ach B'Yom Rishon Tishpisu Sarim Batechem. It says, on this day of Yom Rishon, you gotta burn the chametz. You gotta get rid of the chametz, burn the chametz. Mechziv, it says on Yom Tiv, Kom Malacha Lo Yisasu. Lo Yosef Ham, I think it's real Lashon. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tiv. So how could you burn it? Umetzina la avaros yav malacha. We know avaros yav malacha. So how you let burn the chametz? It says the yoriz does visu. Does it burn it? So it can't be on yontif. Yoriz can't be yontif because you can't burn chametz on yontif. Avaros is av malacha. So it must be it's erev yontif. That's what Akiva's drasha. Rabbi Yosi Eimer. Rabbi Yosi says another drasha. Rabbi Yosi is similar to Abaye. Not mamash, but similar to Abaye. Rabbi Yosi Eimer ain't it tzarich. You don't need all these drashas. Harei Eimer it says. It says, you have to get rid of the chametz. It means me'erev yontif. Any erev yontif, maybe it's on yontif itself. Tamaloymar ach cholok. It says that this ach b'yom rishon is not a full day, it's a half a day. B'yom yontif atzmai, if it meant the first day yontif, half a day yontif, mishari, ha'iskash ha'shvasa sa'ar l'chilas chametz. We have before hekesh sa'ar l'chilas chametz, l'chilas chametz, l'chilas matzah. Matzah, we know, it's full 7 days. Right at night, you start eating matzah at night. So it must be, you start getting rid of chametz at night already. Start getting rid of chametz at night, and here it says achalok, which means half a day. So it must be erev yontif. That's similar to Abaye's drasha. So now Rav is going to say, we have a Shema Minam from Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said an interesting pshat. He said, they said, v'yam rishu tashbisu, he says it can't be on yontif, because you can't get rid of chametz on yontif, because you're not allowed to burn chametz on yontif. So Rav says, you see three monumental things from Rav Akiva. Amar Rav. Shema Minam Rav Akiva tlas. Shema Minam ing bir chametz al sreifa. There's a big machlekes later on daf, Chav Aleph and Chav Zayin, that if bir chametz is dafka v'sreifa, or I give it to a kelev, or throw it into the ocean. So, except from Akiva, the only way to do bir chametz is sreifa, because he says that's the raya, that it can't be a yontif, because you can't get rid of it any other way. So you see from him, ain't bir chametz el sreifa. That's number one you see from Rabbi Akiva. Number two, Mishma Minah Havara L'chalek Yotzis. There's a big machlokes when it comes to Shabbos. It says in the pasuk, Shavaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Seichem. That's what it says in the Pasuk in Parashas Vayakel. And the question is, why does it pick out all 39 lachas, it picks out the lav of, which you have skill for, of Sreifa. So one of them says, just to teach us that every one of 39 lachas get a special skill. Every one of 39 lachas get a special skill of chathas. Everyone is separate. That's a chalak yotzis. The other man, the Amalos know, the havara is not like the other ones, only a lav. It's not chayiv, a chathas, and chayiv. Skill, it's only a lav. That's all the man, the Amalos. So here it's mashal from Akiva that it's a chalik yotzis, that it's an av malacha. How do you see it's av malacha? So Tosfos says two pshatim. One pshat is Rabbi Akiva says the lashon of av malacha. It says mitzinu lavaro she av malacha. That's Tosfos' first pshat. Tosfos' second pshat is because how do we know malachas are asa and yontif? Because it says kol malacha lo yasa behem. The only thing that's called a malacha is only that something that's an av malacha on Shabbos. Something that's only a lav on Shabbos won't be asa on yontif. That's Tosfos v'chash das. Will not be asa on yontif if it's not a iser one of the 39 malachas on Shabbos. So if it will be a lav yontif, it would not be asa on yontif at all. So therefore, basically Tosfos is saying if you're man yama lav yontif, it's mutar on yontif to have avar. Al kaponim is saying here since he said it's also do on yontif al karchach, it must be hold the chalak yontif that's one of the av malachas. We said two pshat and Tosfos. How do we know that? The third thing is v'shma mino lo yamino hold hutro lavar l'tzarich hutanam l'tzarich. There's something called mitoich. Everything on yontif that's even for not a tzarech echon nefesh is mutter otu echon nefesh, and that's called that hayel v'hutra havaru letzarech hutra namish leyotzarech, which means you're allowed to carry on yontif something that's tzarech yontif. Why? Because I'm allowed to carry for echon nefesh. It's called mitoich. See here also, Tosfos speaks out the shtickle tzarech you have to get rid of your chametz because getting rid of your chametz is tzarech. So why do you say mitoich? A karchav Rav Akiva argues on mitoich. It's because it's beis shammai and beis hillel in meseches beir daf yubeis, and by vice toys Rav Akiva holds that beis shammai does not hold of mitoich, does not hold mitoich, and from here you see that you don't have mitoich because you can't do sreifas hachametz. Agav speak out that it comes out that us that we hold the mitoich, we should be able to burn the chametz on Pesach. Why don't we do that? We don't do that on yontif. So there's different truths into that, kasha and the rishayin. And back upon him, we have three things for Rav Akiva. First of all, you see, avara has to be shreifa. Number two is that he holds that avara is avalacha. Number three, he does not hold mitoich.